Every runner knows the moment when everything clicks. When your legs lock into a rhythm, the aches float away and doubts fade, replaced by a feeling of euphoria. It's why you lace up at dawn. Why a little rain doesn't stop you. Why one run turns into a habit. So next time you go for a run, chase that runner's high. Learn more about running and go wild at Puma.com.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, May 20th. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. Elon Musk made huge donations to boost President Trump in the 2024 election. Now he says he's done enough and is cutting back on political spending. At the Qatar Economic Forum today, the billionaire said he plans to do, quote, a lot less in the future. He also answered yes to a question about whether he'd still be Tesla's CEO in 5 years, but added the caveat that he, quote, might die. Musk's chief finance officer at Tesla, meanwhile, is the highest-paid CFO since modern reporting began about 2 decades ago. That's according to data compiled by Equilar, which shows that Tesla's CFO received a $139 million pay package last year, far eclipsing what hydrogen truck maker Nikola gave its then-CFO in 2020. That company filed for bankruptcy this year. Elsewhere, Honda says it plans to cut back its investment in electric vehicles by more than $20 billion as growth for EV demand slows. The Japanese automaker said today that despite that drawdown, it still believes EVs are the best way for passenger cars to achieve carbon neutrality in the long run. But it said hybrids will play a key role during that transition, and it plans to improve its own hybrid lineup. And finally, if you've ever been overwhelmed by the number of sponsored results or shopping links when you do a Google search, listen to this. At its developer conference today, Google said it's overhauling its search engine to compete more directly with AI chatbots. It's rolling out what it calls AI mode as a tab within search for U.S. users. It'll answer search questions in a chatbot-style conversation without the standard list of blue links we've all become accustomed to. For a deeper dive into how Google is expanding the use of AI on its platforms, including through real-time translations using your own voice, check out Wednesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.